President Momus defeated 8 rivals by a wide margin last week. He received more than 51,000 votes to runner-up Ismael Toroama's 18,466. Another defeated presidential candidate, Sam Kaona, vows to challenge the election in court, charging that ballot boxes were stuffed with fake votes. A group of international observers from Australia, New Zealand, Britain, the European Union, and the United States said they saw a peaceful election day and a vote count conducted with integrity. Bougainville won autonomous status within Papua New Guinea after a long war for independence. The settlement, brokered by New Zealand, includes the promise of a referendum on independence before 2020. After his inauguration today, President Momus says he'll start talks with British-Australian multinational Rio Tinto to reopen the Panguna copper mine the company operated before the war. In Vanuatu, meanwhile, Prime Minister Joe Nauman lost his office last week when 3 members of his own party crossed the aisle to vote with the opposition. Recently fired Foreign Minister Sato Kilman took over. That's the 9th change at the top in Vanuatu in the past 5 years. 24 hours later, the new opposition leader filed a no-confidence motion of his own, and that goes to a vote on Thursday. Issues include distribution of aid received after much of the island nation was devastated by Cyclone Pam. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.